Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzLove.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Tonight's guests, Dean,
Kian, and Shane.
To the Jimmy and Luke Show episode. It goes with the rhythm of the opening music.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
You can't get rhythm. I remember Dr. Beats.
Dr. Beats.
And
don't use a fork or a knife. They're dangerous. Use a spoon. Yeah, that's Dr. Beats. Look it up. Spooncast. Anyway. I think Spooncast is all still on iTunes.
It is, yeah.
The whole thing. Every episode of the Spooncast. I highly recommend you avoid it at all costs. Anyway, missing plane updates. They now believe it officially to be a hijacking. A hijacking. There are signs that the communications were deliberately turned off. And there are signs that the plane continued flying.
Taken hostage.
For several hours. The two pilots are said to be very dodgy characters, the co-pilot of which allowed women into the cockpit of another plane. I don't know how long ago.
Sorry, it's just deep.
I can't tell if he actually finds that funny or if he's just saying it to annoy me. There is no way he could actually find that funny. So,
yeah.
Because this is such a common word that you surely have heard it before.
I know, but it's just the fact that women can do a cockpit.
No, it's a horrible story about people who probably died. Not fun. But anyway, they had a lost 10-year reunion at Paley Fest this weekend. I was quite disappointed with the turnout. Sure, Damon Lindelof, Carlton Cuse were there.
Ian, stop touching me there.
Josh Holloway.
Ian, stop.
Josh Holloway. Josh Holloway was my favorite lost star. He was there. Jorge Garcia was there. Yunjin Kim. Jorge. It's spelled like George. Yunjin Kim was there. What's his name? The guy who plays Desmond was there. What's his name? Henry Ian Cusack, he was there. And the guy who plays Walt, who is now so old, you'd never recognize him. What was his name?
The guy who plays Walt was there?
He plays Walt in Lost, but he left after two seasons because he got too big and strong. I'm going to remember the actor's name. He has a double barrel name. It's like Michael something something.
Michael Giacchino.
I don't know. Michael Giacchino is the composer of Lost.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Anyway, so yeah, they were all there. Am I forgetting anyone? No, I think that's it. So I was a bit disappointed that Michael Emerson wasn't there. Matthew Fox and Evangeline Lilly, who both actually have careers. Dominic Monaghan. Ian Somerhalder was there as well, yeah. And Maggie Grace, they were both there. But I don't like them because they died after season 1 and 2. So anyway, at the last 10-year reunion, the moderator had to ask the audience not to ask any questions about the connections between the program Lost and the Malaysian on Flappy Bird.
Oh.
No, on Temple Run 2.
Yes, he got 15 million on Flappy Bird.
Good for him. I deleted Temple Run 2. I twice this weekend, I've gotten to 36 on Flappy Bird and then died. Why is that? My high score is 37. I get to 36 twice in a weekend.
Don't touch Dean.
Shut up. So anyway, so at the Lost reunion, the moderator was like, please do not ask any questions connecting Lost to the Malaysian disappearance, as this would be in bad taste. I agree, it would be, but I still would have liked to hear Damon Lindelof talk about it. But anyway. Also at Paley Fest this weekend was a How I Met Your Mother panel, and guess who didn't turn up? Jason Segel, who clearly hates the show. What an asshole.
This is Jimmy Luke Show, not fucking BuzzHub, so shut up.
These aren't things I would talk about on BuzzHub podcast.
Yeah, they are.
That's a film podcast. Well, I'm almost done.
So Jason Segel wasn't there.
NPH wasn't there either, but he did a Skype thing, so he still cares. Jason Segel's an asshole. He's barely in the show and he doesn't care about it anyway. But there's only 3 episodes left of How I Met Your Mother ever, and they're very, very, actually probably 2, because one was on last night. I just haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen OC in ages.
I spent 2 hours with him on Friday.
I don't care, I just saw him there.
Oh yeah, well I hadn't seen him in ages either until Friday.
Who? He spent 2 hours.
I spent an hour and a half. Owen was telling me that y'all watched some Muppet videos, but they had no connection to Muppets Most Wanted, did they?
No.
They were just old stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Why does he show them to you?
Because we were doing, you know, stereotypes, and the Muppets were singing Danny Boy with the caps. And
all right. Because in Muppets Most Wanted, this isn't a spoiler, when they're in Dublin, there are all these leprechauns in the audience, but they're doing a show in the Dublin Theatre, which isn't real, and you look at the audience, and it's full of black people. It's like, maybe in America, but in Dublin, you wouldn't see that many black people. It's not racist.
You are
racist.
It's
true. You don't see black people in Dublin, like literally,
you are.
50% of the audience were black. You don't see that in Ireland. So that was a mistake. But the other thing was, there were leprechauns in the audience, and they were like shouting and screaming. I was like, why didn't they just bring the movie out for St. Patrick's Day?
Why are you spoiling?
It's not coming out for 2 weeks.
In a way, it's spoiling.
I won't spoil any more of it.
This is a way of spoiling it.
Fine.
Fuck you.
There's so much more that you have to see. Though.
Fuck you.
Such a great movie. It's not as good as the first one. I will say that. It's not as good, but it's like 92% as good. I think everyone's in agreement that it's more cynical than the first one. Mostly because Ricky Gervais is in it, but and he's the most cynical person currently living on this planet. Whereas last time round, you had Jason Segel, who was all happy and cheerful and innocent, and this time you've got
cocaine. What? I don't see that's good cocaine.
Yeah. James, did you leave your house yesterday?
Lucian, no, I did not.
No, neither did I.
High five. Did you leave your house on Sunday?
Yes, I did.
It's a lazy shit.
I actually left my house.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't leave my house yesterday.
You did?
Wait, did I?
I didn't leave my house yesterday.
You don't ever leave your house, that's what he said.
Oh, I did on Sunday to go up to the shop.
Yeah, but did you leave your house yesterday?
No.
Okay, neither did I.
I went up and got 2 packets of Oreos and wagon wheels.
I spent half the day using the iMovie trailer maker to make trailers for The Winter Soldier templates. I used the template we used for Our Day Out, but I put in clips from The Winter Soldier. It actually looks really cool. And then I
So said, basically, you made another shitty The Dark Spoon Rises type
on
YouTube.
They're just real trailers for the Captain. There's nothing parody or
so
spoony about
put
them.
So why on Facebook then? On YouTube?
Because I want people to see them, because they're cool trailers for Captain America. They make it look really cool. They're better than the real trailer. I used the footage from the real trailer, but the music is cooler and
He's done it again.
And then I spent the other half of the day making the making
I
of
can't
the
become a
Fate of Time.
That way I could just report Lucian for everything.
No.
Yeah.
Because I say no monetization, please.
It doesn't mean no monetization.
This is copyright. This is copyright Marvel Studios 2014 Kevin Feige Productions. I own no rights to any of this content.
Sorry, my phone turned off.
Please contact me if you wish to have this content removed. I put all those things into the video description.
Lucian, can you remove the video, please?
No. The only people who are allowed to ask me to have it removed are copyright claims people and Marvel Studios and Kevin Feige Productions.
So I'm saying you have to take it down.
Or else I'll hurt you tonight.
No.
I've got it in a book in case we have to sit around all day doing nothing while you do rehearsals.
Yes,
although,
you will.
Technically, it would make perfect sense if Kian and Johnny and I, or just Johnny and I, went off and did the names again. Because Johnny has barely any
role. Johnny's in the place.
Barely.
They could
miss him. More than Michael.
Me?
No, more than Michael. They could miss Johnny, or you, more than Michael. Johnny did nothing for half the time on Friday. It was like, I was typing it in. Ushing Casey was pointing them out. Michael was sitting there going, and John, literally, that's what he was doing. He was just sitting there going, and whenever I told a joke, which I did a lot, he was like, ha, 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 ha. And then Johnny won, because Johnny was finding the spellings on the sheet. Michael didn't need to be there, but he only came like halfway through, so. There's still a lot of names we don't have. Like, I couldn't remember Kieran Fox's name.
Oh, yeah, Mr. for Irish. Doesn't know how to deal with students, so he just leaves and gets Mrs. O and brings her in.
Like, did he do that?
Yeah, to kill you.
Alright.
He's like, really?
Fun and shut. I mean, the little
Oh, I can imagine him doing that.
He walks out the door.
I can't imagine him walking out.
He walked out just to get him, well, his face is like this.
Just because Killeen was singing Ave Maria.
Oh, I was close. Let's see what pictures I took over the weekend. What?
He just took selfie.
There we go. That's a nice picture.
Selfies are
look
so
horrible.
That's an okay picture. I set up a private Instagram where I'm putting up all my selfies. That's kind of my jizz now. I have zero followers.
Jizz.
I'm waiting for you.
Give me some of your jizz.
The only people I'm going to allow to follow me on Instagram are you, Johnny, maybe. No, this is an Instagram. I already have a private Twitter account, Lucy and WD, and now I've set up a Lucy and WD Instagram account, which is private, where I put up all my selfies. So on my public Instagram account, I don't put up pictures of myself. Look, there's another selfie I took. You wouldn't think that's a selfie, do you?
How the fuck did you take that selfie?
Exactly. I don't fucking know. I was just like.
I have no idea.
Your hand out there, but you're the hand there.
That's very impressive.
It was a ghost.
Oh my god. You see, James, you know, it says
0 euro and 0 cents.
Why do you take pictures of your... Why do you keep the tickets?
I have them in a book. It's a collection.
They're useless.
They are not useless. When we're going to the cinema, right, we go, what screen are we in today?
You're in screen 8.
I wonder which one that is, because I can't quite remember the inside. So I go to my book of tickets. I find the last film I saw on screen 8, and we said, that's where we saw The Dark Knight Rises. Oh, that's a nice
screen. They have fucking numbers on the wall telling you which screen is which.
No, I know, I know.
You seriously have that shit of a memory.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is...
You said left in the ice cinema.
Yeah, what I mean is...
On the righteous screen.
You misunderstand me. I don't mean to remind me which screen is which, where it is. I mean to remind me what it's like in the inside, because unlike you people, I actually care about where I'm seeing a film. I want to know that...
Why do you want to see what it's like inside? It's the same.
No, it's not. They're not. So, like, screen 8 has got 450
seats.
I'm not
saying the seats.
Screen 3 is 50.
Screen is the exact same one as the way you left last time.
Yeah, but I can't remember what it was like last
time. Why do you remember what it's like?
Because
it's
I want to know where... And where we sit in advance. Going to the cinema is a very important occasion in my week. I'm not arguing with you people. You people have a very different experience of going to the cinema than... Be quiet. You people have a very different experience of going to the cinema than I do.
What every screen looks like.
Yeah, from the inside?
Yes. I don't count the seats, but I know they all look like.
That's me when I started rewatching Lost on Saturday.
It's so stupid.
Why are you watching that shitty show?
Because why? Because it's the greatest show ever made. And it's a year next week since I started watching it. Just pause the game. No.
Alright. Oh no. Oh,
he doesn't deserve to see my pictures.
No. Stop touching me!
No, they're not. Did you read the new movie Taco?
No.
Why? I sent it to you.
I didn't even know that I heard it.
Why is this not?
Why?
I was busy doing other stuff.
It's the best movie Taco ever. It's actually not. But next month is... Because next month has got 54 pages of X-Men, and I've spent all weekend making it. Oh my god, I'm so tired. Anyway,
my sister didn't save me until I saw she had a coffee this morning with 3 spoons of sugar. She was fucking hyper, bro. She's gonna fall asleep during English.
I woke up at 3:30 this morning, and usually when I wake up at 3:30, I don't go back to sleep. So I was like, alright. I said, oh well, I'm in it. What? For me.
Insomnia.
I already said that. I'm not an insomniac. If I wake up after 3:30, I don't go back to sleep. So maybe it was 4:30. Well, anyway, I thought, well, I'm in here for the long run now. So, but then I did go back to sleep. But when I woke up at 7:00, I was super tired. And I had all these weird dreams where, like, I'm not even going to talk about them. They weren't, like, dirty dreams. They were just very odd. They didn't make any sense.
Like my dream last night, there was a cookie jar full of this white stuff from the Oreos, nothing else.
Oh no, mine were...
And then take out money, what the fuck?
Mine were logical, they were just made no sense. It was like, over the weekend, your class are taking part in some sort of Google Hangout with Dr. Lockett about CERN. That was one of my dreams. Then I had another...
So basically, like, mini episodes of dreams.
Yeah, and then I had another episode of dream where there was the Michael J. Fox show. They made a remake of it with Aaron. And it was on CBS. And I was like, what's that? So I go on to CBS's website, and it's not real. And I got real sad, because I had nothing to do.
It was a dream.
You know what's good when you actually dream, because that means you're in R and deep, which is your deepest
development. Yeah, but my dreams are too realistic. They're just weird. I don't get why I have those dreams.
That's actually good. That means you're actually in nice sleep.
My dreams are all wispy. That's nice.
If you can't remember them, it's grand.
Like in Inception.
I felt like you had something.
Bow, 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 bow. No, I can't do it.
You will fail.
No.
So, you're going to the retreat tomorrow,
James?
No, I don't know.
That's
going
to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. To getting your cookie. Getting your disgusting fucking cookie from the Born Again Christian place.
Why? Are you jealous I'm getting a cookie?
I would never eat the food that place served because it has poison in it, but anyway.
Why? You have to be that.
It's a coffee shop.
It's not a coffee shop. It's
a
Born Again Christian trap. They pretend, oh, it's a nice cafe. Everyone welcome. And you go in and then they put leaflets in your face. They genuinely, they do that. My, like, aunt was in there once because she didn't realize it was a boring Christian place. And they stuck all these, like, pro-life shit propaganda in her face. So she walked out, rightly so.
You don't know shit about nothing.
If they bring up abortion to you tomorrow, I want you to take out a gun and, no, don't do that. I want you to take... I think it's...
Did you get
it? Watched Finian's Rainbow yesterday.
I missed it.
Yeah, so did I. We were gonna watch it.
Why the hell did you watch it?
Because I saw it like 6 months ago, so we watched Gabby and the Rest People instead. Which is also excellent.
It's not
as good as Finian's Rainbow by any standards, but it's also very good.
Because it has
the Banshee at the end.
I know.
The Banshee is scary as fuck. Like, she comes out, she's got the scary face. She goes, and she goes, well, you didn't see it yesterday.
All these Italian kids in my school were like, Banshee.
Yeah, I was terrified of that as a child.
I was
watching it yesterday. It is very good. There is a bit where, like, the evil drunkard guy gets Sean Connery and he knocks him out with a big stick and he pours gin all over him so it smells like he's been drinking really hard. Then he throws him down some stairs. Kids film! Leprechauns! But in Muppets Most Wanted, they go to the Dublin Theatre for the concert. There's loads of leprechauns in the audience. Half the audience are leprechauns, right? And half the audience are black. That's Disney's idea of the Dublin Theatre-going audience. Leprechauns and black people.
Are they Muppet leprechauns or like...
Oh, Muppet leprechauns, yeah. And they all walk out halfway through because it's so bad. Because Saoirse Ronan comes out and does some ballet and they all walk out. And then backstage, Constantine, the Russian frog, he gives like €50 to the Irish Times journalist, Pat McGee. And then Pat McGee goes and he writes the theater review, and he gives five pots of gold out of five. They have this running joke where like every country they go to on their tour, they're bribing the journalists. So when they go to Spain, they give five bulls out of five. They go to Germany, they get five sausages out of five. And they go to Ireland, five pots of gold out of five.
Is there much about Ireland?
Huh?
Is there much about Ireland?
It's like 25 minutes of the set. None of it was shot on location. Like, there's two setup shots of Dublin, of like the river, and then of the train line. And then the rest of it is just set in the Dublin Theatre and in the Irish National Bank, where there's this painting by this guy called Captain Blood and his self-portrait. And they have to steal this painting because it has on the back instructions on how to steal the crown jewels of England.
Captain Blood is a real person.
Oh yeah, but this is a Muppet called Captain Blood.
No, but he stole the crown jewels.
Oh yeah. Alright, yeah, well it's Muppet Captain Blood. But anyway, so they only go to Ireland so that they can go to England. So it's like a little kind of breach. But it's great because they go on a train from New York to Germany to Berlin to Madrid to Paris to Dublin to London, all on a train going backwards. And the train is going backwards because it's broken. And what else? And half the film is set in the Siberian gulag, where the convicts are putting on their annual play. It's probably like our play. And Kermit gets mistaken for the evil Russian frog, so then Kermit has to go to the gulag, and he has to direct the play. And all the prisoners are like these like famous Hollywood hard men like Ray Liotta and Danny Trejo and stuff. And yeah, it's really fun. It's an excellent film. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
It's better than the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't even like the Grand Budapest Hotel that much. It wasn't a masterpiece. But with those ones, it's great, though. Really.
Because it's actually the most people's
Brigadoon. I was like, that's Scottish. What's wrong with you people? That's St. Andrew's Day.
Well, it's
I just saw
can you
let
me
film,
please?
Which one? Brigadoon's Rainbow?
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a bit late now.
It's like
a
day.
Yes,
it's
fine.
I'll bring it in the next
it's
day.
A bit late.
Need to watch.
Yes. I know. I understand. There are a lot of similarities between Darby O'Gill and Finn Turner. There's all these bits where they're like standing, watching people do things. Yeah, Darby O'Gill is a very inferior film. Even the scope of it, like, there's only two sets. There's the bar, there's his house. And then there's,
it's not really musical, is it?
No, there isn't. There's only one, I think it's not even one, two songs.
There's no black guy.
There's a continuous song called, that's the key break up called My Lovely Irish Girl or something. And then there's a song that Darby O'Gill and the leprechaun Brian Connors sing called The Wishing Song. I wish that I had.
But then there's the songs between her and the guy, like when they come. The ancient fluent Ireland. And then they're singing that song in the trees and stuff.
In Finn's Rainbow?
No.
Oh, no. Really. She doesn't sing anything in Darby O'Gill.
She does.
No. I know that...
She does.
All right, well, Sean Connery sings a song a couple of times to her. And maybe she sings some of it back to him. And I know that then that they sing The Leprechaun King and your man sing a song together when they're drinking.
And that's about it.
Did I text you about Mr. Fahey's offer?
Yeah.
Are you going to come in?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, we'll have to come up with some way to do it without getting into a huff about it. But,
sorry?
Without there being...
A Dalton.
What?
Like a Dalton attack.
No. Without me getting impatient and being like, I don't want to do this anymore. And or vice versa.
We know what we're going to do.
He said he was going to bring in Eilish's the models from anyway. So, like, he'll make up something. He'd probably want us.
I like we're going to get impatient when we have a whole day.
Exactly.
And we don't have any ideas anyway.
Yeah. He'll probably want us to do something to do with the poem, though. Mr. Hanbury's poem. Mr. H. Dog's poem.
Just tell him we want to make a poem ourselves.
Wait, were you in on Friday? No, you weren't. Okay.
Well, I'm on Friday, and why wasn't I in?
Oh, I don't know. I was just wondering whether to tell you a story or not.
Hey, Shane.
Oh, no! Don't come, Shane, because that means I have to edit your name into the opening titles of the podcast. Shit. The more people that come on, then I have to add in the extra names, because it goes, today's guests are Dean.
My killing spree.
And it takes me 4 seconds to add in Kian, and 4 seconds to add in Shane, and 4 seconds to add in Michael.
You're annoying me, Ron.
I made the making of documentary on Michael's film yesterday.
My killing spree.
Excellent. It has all the backstage drama.
You know what we should do for our film? We should like make a film of us making the films. Like a historical film. But it doesn't just end.
Kian got a haircut for anyone who...
I was sleeping and it was stolen from me. I didn't really realise.
Well, this isn't video, so...
Wait, so I did the thing
with... What did you call him?
Sorry?
Oh, a cult.
A cult.
Oh, I thought you might have...
mafia stole my hair.
Right. I thought you might have said the see you next Tuesday word. That's not allowed. You never say it. You're too polite.
What word?
The word that dare not speak its name. So I did the back... I did the behind the scenes.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or Thursday.
No. I did the making of film for Michael's film, right? And I used some tabloid journalism to alter events to my needs. So it says, Michael and Vincent have a disagreement. And I got a clip of Michael from the day after, from Shane's film, saying, I have a very minor role in this film. And I pretended that was him talking about his own film. And he goes, minor role. Vinny is taking over the project. And it shows Vinny directing and, like, moving you around and stuff. And it goes, Vinny's taking over the film. then it shows Michael and Vinny like giving each other these eyes. It took me like 8 hours to make, but it's really funny. So you haven't seen it.
Send it to me tonight then.
So I will send you the link, yes, to find the video. I'll send you the link. So anyway, and then it also has, so it has you and DJ being interviewed. It has the Inception music.
Why wasn't I in on Friday?
I don't know. You said you were working.
Oh yeah, I was. I had to go to Charlie Burns, but I wasn't there the Monday before.
Alright. What else, Michael? Yes, I emailed it to Michael. And he gets back and he goes, "It is very funny indeed to look back upon that fun day we had in December, isn't it? Regards, Michael."
I've made it.
Yeah.
That fine day, I made
it. Yeah. That fine day. It was like written using Google autoresponse. He was like, send an autoresponse to this email using, you know, keywords to figure out what they're talking about, what they want me to say. And, he's a busy man. He's very busy indeed. I brought in a book to read in case we have to do the play all day and sit down and watch nothing. I brought in a book. It's a very clean, nice, child-friendly book.
Whoa.
It's full of, like, graphic sex references and stuff.
Whoa.
But in a very practical
scholarly
context.
Way.
Yeah, it's like, this is what occurs. It's not supposed to arouse one.
It still manages to. I have no idea how.
Oh yeah, did I tell you? So that on Friday, we had to get all the names identified by Oshin C. And yeah. So he comes along and he goes, well, that is da-da-da, and that is da-da. Anyway.
Giving him a special blowjob.
Yeah. I was glad Johnny and Michael were there.
Why do I never notice that?
Michael had no reason to be there. Johnny, so I was typing it, right? OC was pointing at them. Johnny was finding the spellings of the like foreign people's names. And Michael was just sitting there going, every time I told a joke.
Yeah.
For example, I said, we're going to put the names like this. J. Dover, M. McAndrew, B. Obama, for me. And Oshin goes, your name is Obama? Like, in complete seriousness.
Kian.
Yes.
Kian, will you marry me?
Yeah. So that was funny. But I found two dailies. I found a person called D'Onofrio. A person called Reichenbach.
D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio. Like Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah, that's the second name.
Yes, and then I found it's someone with surname Reichenbach. Like in Sherlock Reichenbach Fall. And then I found someone, oh my god, it's so loud. And then I found someone called, who else did I find? Who else was there? What were the other really funny names? I'm gonna pause and say something offensive. It was merely a fact. So what else happened there? Yes, while we were there in English, Mr. Hanbury was showing them all a video of the Muppets singing Danny Boy from like 20 years ago. So then Owen left a response to my Muppets Most Wanted review, and he was like, well, if it's anything like those videos we were watching on Friday, it won't be very good. Have you actually seen that? It starts off. It starts with the last frame of the last Muppets film, with the end, and then it pans down, and they're like, "That's the end of the film." The cameras are cut, and then they go, "Oh no, the studio have just asked for a sequel." So they do a song about sequel. We're doing a sequel, but we don't have a script. What should it be about? It'll probably be shit. So they go through all these different ideas. So, will we do a romantic drama called Gonzo with the Wind, or will we? And then it cuts to this, you know, the Seventh Seal with like this guy playing chess with death on a beach. It cuts to that, but with Beaker, and he goes, maybe, maybe, and the subtitles come up and says, will we do an existentialist German film about the meaning of life and theology? And then Kermit goes, well, I don't think that Americans watch films with subtitles.
You think I'm lying? I don't think you're lying.
I just think it's ridiculous and illegal. But anyway, it's not illegal. Nothing illegal to be said here. To be found here.
What? Gandhi?
No. I watched The Godfather Part 2 and The Godfather Part 3.
actually haven't seen this.
I have. I have. I've seen the first one.
I have, but you only saw it a few weeks
ago. No, I didn't. I watched it a few weeks ago, but I'd seen it a couple years ago. But yeah, I've seen the second and third ones. I prefer the first one to the second one. They are excellent films, though. Excellent films. They're the greatest films ever made. No, they're not. They're not the greatest films ever made. Greatest films ever made is The Incredibles, which, it was announced yesterday, they are re-releasing in 3D. I hate 3D, but I do want to see The Incredibles in the cinema again. And they're re-releasing Ratatouille as well, so that's good news. Excellent news.
Do you prefer a sequel?
The Incredibles. I would love a sequel to The Incredibles, but only if Brad Bird directed it. Otherwise, it would probably be shit, like you know, well, I don't know, like what. But yes, if Brad Bird says, I'm doing a sequel to The Incredibles, that's probably the greatest news imaginable. The two greatest things I could ever hear were A, Brad Bird says he's doing The Incredibles 2, or B, John Turteltaub says he's doing National Treasure 3. Those are the two greatest news of all time. But The Incredibles is better. It's better news. Or if they say they're doing Inception remake with Matthew McConaughey, no, that's not good news at all. Listen to this joke, Keen, and see if you find it funny, okay? If you liked Finian's Rainbow, you'll love these stacks of untraceable bills. I seem to be the only person in the whole world who finds that funny.
I don't get it.
If you liked insert any film whatsoever here, you'd love these stacks of untraceable bills. You don't like that. Okay, what about this?
No, I didn't say it.
I feel like no one is talking about how birds can stab you with their faces.
I think nobody's talking about that people can stab you with a knife.
Yeah, but it's you have to obtain a knife. You're born with a face, and birds can stab you with their face. It's scary shit.
Why would birds stab you?
This news is, of course, tied in with the fact that Michael Bay, the most horrible, disgusting filmmaker of all time, is producing The Birds.
Not The Birds, the other one. With really bad CGI. Like, these birds just look like this.
The Birds.
No, the one after The Birds.
What did J.J. Abrams say?
Star Trek. Star Trek Into Darkness. Super 8. Mission Impossible 3. The pilot of Lost. Four other episodes of Lost. The pilot of Alias. Four other episodes of Alias.
Oh, yeah. The pilot of Lost.
J.J. Abrams is my favorite filmmaker of the current. No, I know everything about Lost.
Never actually Lost.
No, it's like
they were.
They weren't lost, physically lost. They were mentally lost. Every character in Lost had lost something. Jack had lost his father. Kate had lost her battle against the courts of Australia. Sawyer had lost, Rose lost her battle with cancer. Everyone lost something. They also lost themselves spiritually, where they didn't know where to go. They were just in the middle of a giant sphere, which is represented in the show by the island. The whole thing is a metaphor for human existence.
And then in the prizes of
there's the Losties, who are the survivors of Oceanic Flight 815. Then they meet this other group called the Tailies, who are the people who went out the back of the plane, who are living on the other side of the island. Then they all band together in season 2, and then they meet the others. People who have been living on the island for years. Some of them were born there, some of them were brought there for scientific experiments. During the Dharma Initiative of 1978, they're all there. Then in season 4, these new people come to the island on a... This is all spoilers, by the way. In season 4, these new people come to the island on a freighter to try and take it over and use its resources, because it's a magical island. Then those people help the Losties to escape, so 6 of the Losties, the Oceanic 6, get back to the mainland and tell the story. But they have to lie and pretend that the other people all died and that they've been on a raft for 2 months. And in season 5, they decide they have to go back to the island.
I remember that. I remember I was watching that one episode where it was like, where were you all? We're all around.
So they have to go back to the island, and then the island, though, is all time travel now, and they're all back in the 1976 Dharma Initiative, so they all have to pretend they're in the 1970s. And then in the end of season 5, the time travel ends because an atomic bomb, or a hydrogen bomb, goes off on the island. And and a lot of people die. And then in season 6, this man comes to the island and he's pretending to be John Locke, but he's actually the Man in Black. And he actually turns out, this is all huge spoilers for everyone, he turns out to be the smoke monster.
I was gonna... Fuck you,
I'm not going to tell you what happens at the end of the series because I don't want to tell that to anyone because it's just too amazing and you have to watch the show. But
I'm just going to watch the last episode just to find out.
No, the last episodes were the most beautiful, moving things of all time, but only if you've seen the majority of the show.
That one.
It's
called Believe.
I'm watching it.
It's not very good. It's Alfonso Cuarón is the main person behind it. He made Gravity and Harry Potter. He's the main executive producer and the creator, and it's very feels like something he'd make. JJ is just an executive producer, and JJ is also executive producer on Almost Human and Person of Interest, which is excellent, and even that garbage piece of crap that they like to call Revolution. That's all we have time for this Jimmy and Luke Show episode 106. Thanks to my guests Kian, Shane, Dean, James. Goodbye. We're back later in the week. Goodbye.
Kill him.
JimmyandLuke.info.